starting with South Africa. It's very difficult to ship pork variety meats in there from the U.S., and there's also a lot of non-science-based restrictions around pork muscle cuts. In addition, the third item is there's no access for processed pork products into South Africa. So on the pork side, there's immediate opportunity if we get something as simple as pork hearts could turn into, you know, 300-400 metric tons a month overnight if we were to get some of these restrictions lifted. On the beef side, access is better, but the tariff rate is very high, in excess of 30% for most of the beef muscle cuts into South Africa. You look at Nigeria, the situation is even worse. Nigeria is completely closed to fresh and frozen U.S. red meat, beef, and pork. We currently only have access into Nigeria for U.S. pork processed meats, sausages in particular.